everyone. Welcome to episode 25 of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I'm your host as always, and this is my ride to work. So, big news today. They officially unveiled Fortnite Season 7, and it looks really cool. It is 100% winter themed, as we suspected, but it does involve some Christmas shenanigans, because it appears that it involves an invasion of the island from Sergeant Nick and his army of what appear to be snowmen or yetis or both. It's certainly funny. There's a trailer that's out right now. I definitely recommend everybody take a look at it. If you haven't seen it already, I'm sure your kids will show you. It is, they then went on, after they kind of gave us the flavor, which is that iceberg that I talked about yesterday, is crashing into the island, so it actually has covered some of the area in ice and snow, which creates a new biome, which is ice and snow, so it's like Arctic-type biome. Fun fact, my kids know the word biome as a result of Minecraft and Fortnite. So the some of the features that are involved there is there's ice, so you know once you reach an icy patch, it actually slides you around, which is kind of fun. They added wrapping paper that is basically skins that you can apply to weapons, which I think is super fascinating, and you know, super fun. Basically, it allows player customization, even further than, just the skin on the character, which I think is cool. I think what will probably go down as the biggest addition to this particular mode, is outside of creative, which we're going to talk about in a minute, they added a plane. So you can hold up to 5 players, 4 people, and a pilot. And you can actually jump out of the plane and go into the skydiving state, which is kind of how you start the game. I think that is super fascinating. It's cool. As of right now, there have not been planes. There really hasn't been a lot of flight. So the game, all the verticality in Fortnite has been from buildings, for the most part. I mean, there have been some exceptions. But for the most part, the verticality has come from building stuff. You know, you build towers. Now, you can fly all over the island with these planes, which I think is, super rad. I think that it will probably have more value in either some limited time game modes or in the 50v50s, where, being able to fly around and drop lots of people off and, et cetera, is kind of neat. Can't wait to see some YouTube videos of some dogfights and some, stuff like that. I think that really has the potential to be pretty cool. That's one thing that I will say, is that typically, Fortnite combat, the way that it has evolved, doesn't really look fun to watch. The whole kind of jumping in circles and stuff like that really doesn't strike me as, fun to look at. But I really feel like, having seen the planes, it might actually be kind of fun to watch people fly around in those. Obviously, we'll have to see where that goes. The most interesting fact that I saw as part of the announcement of Season 7 was that St. Nicholas, or Sergeant Nick, or whoever he is, he has a sword. And so this is among the first references to a sword that is kind of associated with a character that is in the that's in Battle Royale. And right now, you can't use swords in Battle Royale, even though a fair number of people have requested them. And so maybe that means they're going to bring a sword. I think that would be kind of rad. I mean, it's weird because a lot of this game is so heavily built around range that I don't really know why a sword would have to be incredibly powerful in order to really kind of justify it. So we'll see. But my kids were super excited. They saw that guy holding the sword and they're like, oh my goodness, that means maybe they're adding swords. And they got really pumped, which, I mean, I guess more power to them. I think the biggest announcement, though, is the confirmation of Fortnite Creative that was made yesterday. They gave us some more details today in the patch notes. Basically, some of the things that I had really hoped that they would add into their creative mode, specifically the ability to kind of create systems that would kind of track the score and things like that, are there. You know, obviously, this is going to be very early, so we don't really know all the details. However, you know, it really does look like you'll be able to go onto your island and build and, you know, kind of create custom rule sets and custom maps. This is really great. I think, you know, just like I said yesterday, and I actually said it last night on the EFG show, you know, more vectors to get people interested and excited about Fortnite is always a good thing. And giving people variety, again, is another thing that will be of value. But I think the other thing that I think really can't be ignored is that there's a lot of kids playing this game. There's a lot. For better or for worse, and people can have their opinions on that. But giving kids this young what appears to be a relatively robust level editor slash like creation tool that they can get basically for free is pretty awesome. Now, do I think that there will eventually be like a separate battle pass or a separate thing just for creative? Yes. I mean, you're going to be able to spend money. This is Fortnite. Their goal is to make money. However, I think putting these kind of keys in the hands of young kids is really exciting for those of us that want to look into the future. You know, I've always been really interested in what the games of the future are going to look like when they are influenced by Minecraft. Now we really have to think about, you know, the games of the future when they are influenced by Fortnite. And the creative mode, I think, will go a long way to be a part of that, because now, you know, if you're 11, you can really cut your teeth on, you know, building levels and building maps and learning what's a good map and what's not by playing in this mode, which is super rad. I really can't wait to see what some of the kids come up with. And if you guys play and your kids are playing in the creative mode, please share with us your creations. I'd love to take a look at it. Yeah, it's... So this is a, you know, relatively quick episode today by nature of the fact that that's really the big news. Kind of everything is being held back right now because, you know, we've got a lot of announcements coming up tonight. You know, tomorrow's episode and Monday's episode are going to be crazy full of announcements and things like that. But the... One thing I did want to talk about, because, you know, that's all the announcements that are worth bringing up, is, you know, and this is, again, in regards to Fortnite. So, obviously, with the Game Awards come the discussions about Game of the Year. And I was in a, you know, there's a group that I was in, or that I am in, and someone mentioned yesterday that, you know, Fortnite it wasn't nominated at the Game Awards, but nobody should be giving Fortnite Game of the Year because, you know, the other games are that would be nominated, like God of War and Spider-Man and Red Dead Redemption 2, are all going to be remembered for years, is what he said, and that nobody else... You know, these other games are all going to be remembered for years, and kids are just going to forget Fortnite. And I think that's incredibly short-sighted for a couple of reasons. Number one, Fortnite, with the number of players that it has, even if it sheds half of its players every year, will still have millions of players. It's like World of Warcraft. Like, it's never going to be as big as it was back in the day. Right, consistently. That doesn't mean it's not, doesn't exist. This game is going to exist in perpetuity. You know, eventually they may end up having to shut it down. but I don't know, right? Like, this is one of those things where right now Fortnite is making Fortnite money, but Epic is opening their, it's been so successful that Epic has been able to open its own, it's opening its own store, right? And so Fortnite's going to be around getting support for a very long time. And even if it loses half of its population every year for like 5 years before it settles down to what it will be, quote unquote, forever, that's still a really impressive number. So I think that it's short-sighted for that, right? Like, this game's not going anywhere because of how big it is. Like, it definitely has significant brand recognition. Everybody recognizes it. They obviously are going to be running into some of their issues because of how big they are. You know, they're getting sued for, you know, some of the dances that they're using. And, you know, that's going to be a challenge. But, you know, we'll see how that all goes. But, I mean, to say that no one's going to remember Fortnite in 2 or 3 years is just insane. Because I think we'll still be talking about and playing Fortnite in 2 or 3 years. Excuse me, I have a giant truck right to my left. So, I think the other thing that we got to think about is that not only... let's think about it, right? Like, my son, Jake, is 10. And he's been playing Fortnite for a handful of months. And it is easily the most important game in his world, right? If that continues until he's 14, you know, even until he's 12 or 13, that means he's going to spend his entire, like, tweens playing Fortnite. Now, he plays other games, right? They're excited about Smash tomorrow, and, you know, apparently he made the revelation that he really doesn't like Kingdom Hearts, but he likes other games, right? And so he plays other games. But this is a very big deal. He thinks about it. He talks about it. His friends talk about it. It really is front of mind for a lot of kids. This is going to be a lot of kids in this generation. Like, this is going to be their GoldenEye or their Halo. And, you know, like, that means something, right? Maybe some older folks, even just hardcore gamers that discount Fortnite for being free to play and quote unquote for the babies, right? They're missing the fact that these kids love this game. And it's not like it's just going to be automatically replaced by more complex and more expensive things. Like, they're playing with their friends and they're making awesome memories. And some of them are making YouTube videos. There are people that are getting entirely famous just because of Fortnite. I mean, look at Ninja. So, like, there's a whole group of kids right now who are all, this is going to be their game, man. And they're going to be thinking, like, just like we think about Fortnite, or not Fortnite, you know, I think about Super Mario 64, and I think about Super Mario World, and this is the game that they're going to think of, right? And that's a big deal, and that's one that I really don't think that we can discount. I think, honestly, in 5 or 6 years, we're going to be busy talking about God of War, the next one, and Spider-Man 2, and, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah, we'll probably be talking about that, but only because Rockstar doesn't put out games anymore. They just wait. So it's very interesting, thinking about, you know, the longevity of the Fortnite franchise, and, you know, how to compare it. Because I really don't think, like, I've been talking about how Spider-Man is my game of the year, but I think if I were to start listing accolades, like, I think Spider-Man is the game of the year, but I think Fortnite is, of all the games to come out in the last couple of years, Fortnite is the one that has the chance to stick in the consciousness of the gaming public, and even the broader public, for a very long time. Like, Fortnite is going to stick in people's heads like Mario, and, like, you know, it's nuts. And Epic only has the opportunity to make things bigger. Realistically, I think the only reason Fortnite is not everywhere is that it has guns. And this is just not a great time to have guns associated with your property. Because there are a lot of people that are very anti that. And I certainly appreciate it, right? You know, we recognize that guns are part of video games. That's just part of the deal. And Fortnite treats it in a better way. Just because it's, you know, it's not gory, it's not super violent, things like that. I think that's the only reason, like, if this was some kind of weird martial arts game, this thing would be already, you know, there would have been a Fortnite balloon in the parade, you know, instead of Goku. So, I mean, it's interesting. Looking forward to seeing what they, you know, what all comes out of this. You know, how things move forward. I'm starting to work on my accolades now, and I'm trying to figure out what kind of way to describe Fortnite, you know, as we look back on the year and how important it is. I really, you know, I'm having trouble figuring out how I want to phrase it. Because it is not my game of the year, but, man, like, eventually I'm going to forget Spider-Man. Or I'm going to be playing its sequel. I really don't think I'll be doing that with Fortnite. So I don't know, we're going to have to think about that. I would love to hear your thoughts. So please, hop into the community. You do that by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. Join the Facebook group. Share your thoughts. What do you think about Fortnite in general? And what I mean that is not, do you like it, do you not like it? Although I guess if you don't like it, you probably don't want to weigh in on this conversation. But like, am I being hyperbolic? You know, I really have not played this game. Probably a total of 10 hours. All year. But man, does it really feel to me like this is one of those games that's going to define a generation? So I'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, like I said, engagefamilygaming.com/community. Thank you very much for listening. I do hope you guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to be watching the Game Awards tonight, which is nerve-wracking but exciting, because it could be a lot of work, it could be none, who knows. I will be working on the Game Awards, and then I will be back tomorrow morning on my drive to work. I do hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, and don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.